Last week, the Jenkins ate out at Peshwari, one of Mumbai's best traditional Indian restaurants. And Rosie wants to prepare a very popular Indian meal at home this evening.
Rosie! Thomas! Dad has just rung up to let us know that he called off an appointment he had this evening with a businessman he met in our neighbourhood. What about having dinner at Peshwari tonight?
I would love to, Mum, but Thomas and I were saying we would rather eat in.
I'm afraid I don't feel like cooking, but we could have some food delivered.
Actually, even though we only had a few bites of it, the main dish Dad picked at Peshwari last week definitely stood out, and we were wondering if we could cook it here.
This is a marvellous idea. What a laugh it is going to be.
Yes, it is, Mum. But we have a few problems to work out. We first need to find out what the name of that dish is. Then we have to figure out what the recipe is before going shopping for the ingredients. That sounds like Mission Impossible.
Cheer up, kids. First things first. I'm astonished none of you can remember the name of that dish. The savoury lentil-based dish you want to prepare is called dal.
Exactly, Mum. Both of us were wrong. We thought its name started with the letter P.
Then we can't do without the net. Most people willing to cook surf recipe sites nowadays. Come along. Let me check this out for you. Look, there are a lot of recipes available, but we could try out this one. There are enough pictures illustrating the many stages of the recipe. What do you think?
That looks good, but I think I don't need to bring up the fact that our fridge is empty and that the local grocery store closed down last Monday. I know we don't have to fill up the fridge, but we certainly can't prepare dal with the little food we have. Several tomatoes at most.
If only you knew how right you are, Rosie. Look at the list of ingredients. It is definitely impressive. 9 ounces of peas, a 3/4-inch piece of fresh ginger, 3 tablespoons of olive oil, etc. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. Check that part here. There are too many complex words, and I don't know any of their meanings. What are they, Mum?
Turmeric, cumin seeds, masala, coriander are all spices, Thomas. This is something you don't want to leave out when you cook an Indian dish. We can check for them at the store around the corner. Come along. We're going to pick out the best produce in town, and we may get a few tips from the Mumbikers along the way, although I am sure they won't give their cooking secrets away.
Let's go then. I really look forward to cooking this dal.
So do I, Rosie. And I am sure we'll carry it through and Dad will love tasting it again. Yummy!